What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Back on the Boss Man Show, going up to Baltimore, Maryland, Morgan State, Bears head coach Damon Wilson with me on the Boss Man Show. Coach Wilson, what's up, man? How are things going on your end, my brother?
Hey, man, I appreciate you for having me. Everything's going well. We into our second week of a training camp, and, you know, we're getting better each day. So, you know, we're pretty excited in what we're building.
100%, Coach. I'm asking this, man, how's it feel been in year two? How would you say that the program has grown from year one now here into year two, man?
And the first thing, we had some bodies to work with. When I came in last summer in July, we had 47 guys on the roster. So we had to, you know, had to do something with that. And now we have 110 guys in the training camp. The coaching staff had an opportunity to lay the foundation last year. And now we're building upon that foundation. The guys have done a great job, you know, buying into it and working with us every day.
No doubt, Coach. And for your team, man, how's it been trying to get them to buy into your culture, grow as one, and also get their bodies bigger, faster, stronger, and mentally watching the game of football and the film getting better mentally as well?
I mean, it's been great, man. We came in, we have a great group of guys. Like I said, the numbers weren't where they needed to be, but we had some guys that were willing to learn, want to learn, and want to get better. And one thing we did this summer, we was able to get the bulk of the team in for second session of summer school, which helped out a great deal. So now, you know, you got all your freshmen here, you got your returners here, 80 to 90 ball players here during the summer is great. When you're talking about, you know, building a culture and building a program. And so those guys are not new to each other now. They've been around one another for the last month and a half. And I can see the difference, you know, on the field now.
Now, Coach, for those young men watching this interview in Atlanta and beyond, what's the plus of your program that a Morgan State Bear must exude to be a part of your program? And what kind of young men are you looking for to be a part of your program?
That's a great question. Looking for guys that are coachable, guys that want the desire to be great, you know, guys that are tough from a football standpoint. You want guys that have tough skin, guys that believe it, you know, persevere through different challenges, and guys that are selfless. You know, that's something we talk about, being selfless, being disciplined. Those are some of the things that we look for in guys that we bring into the program. of course, guys that academically can matriculate in our academic in our program. Morgan State University academically has a great reputation, and it's not a situation where you just want to come in and take classes. You're going to get taught, you know. You're going to get taught, and you're going to have some professors that that are on you on a daily basis. They want the best for you. So we want guys that have the ability to adhere to the standard that is Morgan State University.
And coach, but being in the DMV area, great option for networking, internships. So, because a lot of us, you're not booking this, a lot of us football stops after college. So we have to do something in the world. So being in the DMV, all the networking jobs, internships, talk about that as well, being where location wise, help a young man have a career in the corporate world after football.
And the opportunities are endless, man. You look, like you say, you're talking about some guys want to get into, you know, whether it's the NFL or Major League Baseball. We have several, NFL football teams within 45 minutes of each other. We got a Major League Baseball team. We got a minor league baseball team. We're not going into the engineering program, the business opportunities that you have. The opportunities are endless. It's about taking advantage of those opportunities. We do a lot of community service projects, and the reason we do those, also guys can get out in the community and see what options may be out there for them. You know, we're giving back to the community, but at the same time, we're looking into possible career paths. You know, we want to expose our guys to those opportunities. We have guys that come in or people that come in and speak to our team about financial literacy, about communication, about interviewing. You know, those are the things that make that complete person. And that's the things that's really important to us as a ball club, just to make sure we're not just focusing on everything on the football field, but we want that student athlete to leave here with a great quality education, play football at a high level, but also walk into their career path.
No doubt, coach. I'm an example that, you know, I play at Tennessee State, and, you know, now I'm a radio host 15 years. Wasn't my thought was in NFL, but my business degree, not communications, helped me have a radio show. And that business part is why I can able to go sell the show, market the show, do what I do, because I took those classes seriously about business. I thought young men need to take the opportunity. I thought I was going to NFL. We all think that. But that degree is so important to be able to use it, apply it properly, and go and have a successful long career in business or entrepreneurship, because we have to make money somewhere somehow. Not for like apply ourselves in the classroom during our time in college, it'll help us on the back end.
Indeed, you're dead on with that, and you, like I said, you're living proof of that. And like for me, and that's a good thing. I went back and got my master's, and that's something I tell my guys about all the time, man. It's something that, you know, I was fortunate to jump in this career and as a coach, but I think it's important for me to show. You know, right now, bachelor's not good enough. You might want to go back and get your master's. And if you have the ability to get it while you're coaching, that's even greater. Or the ability to do it while you're doing some other things, that's great while you're moving forward and preparing yourself for family, whatever it may be. Those are some things that, like I said, we preach to our student athletes. And, you know, we're able to show them that as well. We have a number of coaches on the staff with master's degrees. And, you know, so then we're kind of living proof of if you put the work in, you'll be able to get done what you need to.
No doubt, coach. With this COVID year, I feel like a young man has opportunity. With an extra year of COVID year, you can definitely get your master's degree started. Most of them between 30 and 42 hours. So, you know, that's really a year to push it the right way. If you're in the half, 2 years, you got your master's degree, and you want it. You can play one, you be playing, because it's your COVID year too.
Correct. We have quite a few guys in that situation now, so they have taken full advantage of that COVID year, and also their academics and getting their master's now.
No doubt, coach. Tell us about the MEAC, coach. You know, the six of you all now, so you are presented with a unique situation where you play six non-con games before MEAC play starts. So talk about the MEAC as a whole and how you all as a league together and the uniqueness of playing six non-con games before you prepare for that five-game gauntlet on the back end, so you will be the MEAC champion.
Right. Very competitive conference. I mean, you only have six teams, but the reality is there's no easy weeks, you know. So, like you said, you're coming out of non-conference play, and most of us play a very competitive non-conference schedule, which will give us the ability to possibly be in the NCAA playoffs and or, of course, prepare us for our MEAC opponents. You know, one thing that I've learned through this 20-plus year coaching career is in order to get the respect and get the you just do, you must beat folk outside of your conference. The conference right now puts us in a position where we have to play some tough opponents outside of conference. And then, like I said, when you get in the conference play, it doesn't get any easier. So, you know, one two things. We want to come out of this non-conference schedule, of course, healthy, but you also want to be in a position where you can get the national attention to prepare yourself for the MEAC play, because it's not an easy week. And we know we're going to have five straight weeks of straight-up games that can determine you know, the outcome of our deal. You know, we want to be in play in Atlanta, you know, in December. In order to do that, you must be healthy and hitting on all cylinders the latter part of the season to give yourself a chance.
Now, I feel like you said, Coach, I feel like you are playing a playoff game in the MEAC every week because it's only five games. So every game, Miles, there's no I can drop one. Every week there's pressure. You have to execute, be locked in on your game plan every week because truthfully, in the MEAC, every play counts with it being only five games.
Indeed. Yeah, and that is the reality of it. That's something that, you know, I wasn't, by the last year being my first year, I was just trying to learn everybody's name and on my team. But now, after a year, you're dead on with that, man. It's definitely no weeks off, and every game counts. So, like I said, you're in a playoff situation as soon as you jump into conference play.
And, Coach, also looking at your way and being the way you're at, and recruiting-wise, DMV is a great place to recruit from. Talk about that piece of it as well. And now with, once in the COVID year, and guys more going to a known commodity in the transfer portal, be able to get a better caliber high school player that can play at FBS, but they don't come play for you and put out that good film. And so, hey, I just got to not lie. I'd rather be a big star in a smaller pond and try to go up there and not really get seen. Talk about being able to find better kids now because COVID year and how they want known commodities at FBS level.
Yeah, so what we're seeing, our coaches did a great job recruiting locally this past year. And the good thing about it is we have the means to travel outside of just the DMV area to recruit. But we're getting commitments now earlier from high school students. You're seeing how that transfer portal is impacting the high school students' thought process. But it also gives us the ability to tap into the transfer portal. You know, I'm one of the belief that I want to develop the high school kid. But at the end of the day, you must bring the guys in that can help you. Big scheme of things. You know, you don't want a whole lot of 18-year-olds running around here. You're going to need a couple of 22-year-olds because that's who you're going to be playing against. You know, the reality is those 22-year-olds probably have a little bit more playing experience. Of course, they have life experience, and those guys are probably more prepared to play. But in the grand scheme of things, those guys that's on your college campus 4 to 5 years, those are the guys that will probably give back, you know, after school. They're going to really genuinely love the university. So we want to build a program which – we want to have those guys around 4 to 5 years, not just transfer portal guys, maybe in for a semester or for a year. You know, you want guys that's really going to help you continue to brand the university, brand the program.
Coach, let's get some, man. At what point in your career did you decide you want to get into coaching? I know my dad's a coach. You know, he'll be 85 years old later this month. And I see how on Father's Day, his fumbles up all his players. I'm taking him different weddings, bar mitzvahs, taking him to different baby showers for his players. So for you, what point do you want to get into coaching, and what's your biggest satisfaction of being a coach?
Man, that's so for me, my dad and my uncle were youth league coaches. And so after my practice, I'm sitting in the parking lot with them, and they're talking to one another. They're talking to parents. And I think at that point, at 7, 8 years old, I was being groomed to be a coach. Once I finished playing college football, my head coach left and took another college job. And the incoming coach asked him for some recommendations of guys, young guys that they may want to coach. Coach Sherman Wood was my coach. He left my name with Coach Henry Frazier. Coach Henry Frazier probably interviewed me for 2 minutes and gave me a job, paying me $1,500 to coach college football. So, you know, at the end of the day, that I took that $1,500 and ran with it. And 25, 26 years later, you know, kind of still doing it. One thing that that's really gratifying to me is those phone calls you just mentioned. Now, I've been invited to weddings now. I've been invited to baby showers of former players. And that means we must have had a positive impact on their life. And I tell my guys all the time, once you graduate, you don't never have to talk to me again if you don't want to. Hopefully, we've built a relationship where you want to be a part of my life, and I want you to be a part of my life so we can continue to bond and grow. And I'm seeing now some guys I've coaching my son now in the youth league. So it's been great. It's very rewarding to see these young men go walk across the stage, but also be positive citizens in society and add to society. So that's really where I get my joy at. And, of course, the championships and the wins, those are great. But when you see the impact that you're having on 18 and 22-year-olds, I don't think there's anything else in life that's more gratifying than that.
No doubt, coaches. I want to ask you this, man. You know, for you being an HBCU coach, you know, being a Bowie State now here at Morgan State, how important is it to be able to lead a lot, many young Black men, help mold us into being who we are? I'm almost 40 years old, but, you know, I know what my coach at Tennessee State put in me. And, you know, well, how does it feel helping raise these young men, giving them that direction at this important age that we are, 18 to 23 years old in your programs, to help set us up for life down the road? Like now for me, a lot of people coaches told me back then, It makes sense to me now. I'm almost 40. You know? Right. So talk about that, Coach.
It's our ministry, man. You know, it's our ministry. We've been put on this planet to do what we're doing, and that's to impact our young men or young people's lives. I don't look at myself as a quote-unquote HBCU coach. I look at myself as a college football coach impacting young people's lives, whether it's the cheerleaders, whether it's the members in a band. I mean, at the end of the day, they look at you for guidance and for leadership, and it's my responsibility to make sure that I show each one of them or that I come across something positive so they understand the importance of being a positive role model for the next person. And we also understand we're not perfect. There are people going to make mistakes and try to use teaching moments when they make those mistakes versus just kicking them to the curb. You know, it's easy to just wash your hands of somebody, but it's more gratifying to me to see a person overcome a hurdle and that they may encounter and see how they, you know, how they finish it. You know, we always talk about not how you start the game, it's how you finish the game. Same thing with life, man. You know, in life early on, you may make some mistakes, but where are you going to be when you get into that adulthood of 35, 36 years old? Are you going to still be making the same mistakes you made at 21? And those are some of the things that we want to eliminate. And I think great coaches and great people in the young folks' lives help them navigate through those times.
No doubt. Coach Wilson, it's fun to get you on the show, man, for the first time, man. Just again, real soon, I'll be cheering for you. And I hope to see you in Atlanta and in December, Celebration Bowl. Representing the MEAC, Coach.
That's a great deal, man. Keep doing what you're doing, and I appreciate the invite to get on today, and I look forward to seeing you in Atlanta.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate you, Coach. It's been fun, man.
Yes, sir. You got it.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV. BLEAV for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.